Kia ora all. And Lara Collins has joined us many times on the program as Chief Executive of Wakaama New Zealand. Today, I just want to acknowledge the success, or pending success, because there still needs some confirmation of a young kaihoi out of Kahungu, Peter Cowan. I saw a piece, maybe it was on Whakaata Māori some time ago, about this young guy who lost a leg, maybe both. I think it was one, but Lara will clarify. So he's been able to go through the regime to see him on the verge of getting confirmed as a contestant in the Paralympics. Lara Collins is with us to talk of where he's at. Thanks very much, Lara, for joining us once again. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. How's it on this beautiful day today?
It's fantastico, Lara. Thanks again. Peter Cowan, what can you tell us about Peter?
Ah, oh, Peter, he's awesome. He's a gem, and super exciting times for him. He's been working so hard. So Peter is a para athlete who lost his leg when he was still at high school, training for a triathlon when he was at school in Napier, and unfortunately got hit by a car while he was training for the triathlon. Lost his leg through that process, and then he started a few years later. He started paddling. He took up wakaama as a sport, and maybe about 7 years ago, he really started training specifically for being the best that he could be, and has travelled to Europe several times to compete at the International Canoe Federation World Championships. With a mind to try to qualify for Paralympics. And last weekend, he came second in Hungary at the International Para Canoe World Championships. So he placed second in the world. And in doing so, he earned a quota spot for New Zealand in Va'a, which is what the sport is known internationally, wakaama. So he earned a quota spot in Va'a for the Paralympics, which are taking place in Paris in September this year. So super, super exciting. And, we're just thrilled for him.
Yeah, explain this, because wakaama as such is not in there, but Va'a is. And while we know or tend to think of our Pacifica people being sort of advocates for the wakaama scene, this brings people from all over the globe. Explain that, please, Lara.
The sport of wakaama that we know here of wakaama is also known throughout the world as outrigger canoe, also known throughout the world as va'a. And the single craft, the V1, which we call it, has been included in the Paralympics as part of the para canoe program. Since Japan Paralympics, so it's been included previously once before, so it's pretty new. And Peter didn't qualify for the Japan Paralympics, but yeah, he has now. And because canoeing, like kayak, when we talk about canoeing, mostly in the Olympics, it's kayaking, and that is really a strength in Europe. Lots of Eastern European countries are very good at kayaking. But with the inclusion of the Va'a into the para canoe program, that has opened up a whole pathway for people from throughout the Pacific and the world with people with disabilities to take part in the Paralympics. And as you say, you're correct, it's not yet in the Olympic program yet, or it hasn't been considered, but that could be something one day on the horizon. But to have it in the Paralympics and to have Peter qualify a spot and hopefully will get selected by Paralympics New Zealand, that's a process that we're going through at the moment. But he could represent Aotearoa at the Paralympics, and he would be the first really wakaama paddler to earn that that quota spot for the country. So that's quite exciting.
Yeah, we'll look forward to this getting all confirmed. He's coached by Mika Nuku. How important a coach in your corner at this elite level of the sport, Lara?
Yeah, well, they're a team, you know. So Mika is from Kahungunu and lives in Napier as well. Peter and Mike have really worked super hard together, and they travel together. They when they go to Europe, they stay together. They it's a real teamwork, and his Mike's coaching ability, you know, has really helped Peter to come leaps and bounds over the last probably 2 or 3 years, and really the last year has seen Peter's times just become world class. And in Hungary 2 weeks ago, Peter actually set the second fastest time of this event distance ever. So he has real potential moving forward, and given that Peter's only 27, he's got quite a big future ahead of him, and couldn't really happen to a nicer guy. Both him and Mike, and Mike Nook has been involved in Wakaama for probably over 25 years here in Aotearoa, so he's very well known in our Wakaama world to our Wakaama whānau. And yeah, it's super great that he's taken on this role to coach Peter and learn a lot about the para side of our sport and what it takes for somebody with a para disability to take part, and how to get the most out of Peter. It's been a great journey to watch, actually.
Ka pai. Well, we'll stay in touch with Peter once it's all confirmed. Thanks very much for letting our peeps know of his initial success, and looking forward to our next kōrero as well. Lara, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dale. Look forward to catching up again.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you again. Thanks very much.